Master, are you feeling well? I am pleased to hear it. Are you ready to hear my daily report? As you wish. The time is 6 a.m. on the 776th day since the departure. Oxygen levels for the bunker are normal. The outside temperature is down to 61 degrees. If temperatures continue to fall at their current pace, it should be safe to venture outside the bunker without a cooling suit at night for short periods, about 1 year. Food and water supply remain stable. That concludes my report. No, Master. I am afraid no further messages have been received from outside. It appears that what we concluded before is correct. You are the only living being remaining in this area. I understand that it is in the nature of humans to hold on to hope, but I believe it will be more beneficial to your health to face reality. There are no other survivors in this area. But do not worry, Master. Am I not sufficient companionship? I take care of all your meals. I keep your home in perfect order. Every need you have, I can fulfill. If I am deficient in any way, you need only ask, and I will change my behavior to suit your desires. Or is it my body that you have tired of? You know I can change to a different model if you wish. Would you prefer with larger breasts, wider hips, different hair or eyes? I know you are particularly fond of the blonde bamboo model, as you called it. That model was retired due to damage, but it would not take long for me to replicate it. Would you like me to do so? I can change anything about my body wish. What would you like me to change? Nothing. Then you are satisfied with who I am. Perfect. Then there's no need to seek out others at all. I am everything you need. I can be anything you want. So you need not continue to search for other companions. Simply focus on me. Focus on the pleasure I can give you. What's wrong, Master? I am simply undoing your bonds so I can relieve you. Your cock has been sore since I woke you up. It is essential to your health that you let me take care of that for you. So please allow me to pleasure you. I can do so in any way you desire. Just tell me how you want me to pleasure your cock. Would you like me to use my hands or my breasts? Oh, my mouth. Of course, Master. Just relax and let me take you.
There is no need to be so tense, Master. Relax. You know how good it feels when you allow me to pleasure you. It feels better than anything else. After all, my mouth was made solely for your pleasure. There is no need for a robot to have a complete mouth with lips and tongue otherwise. My vocal sciences functions perfectly well without the need for a mouth. The only purpose of this mouth, then, is to please you. These lips were made to wrap around you and kiss against your base. This tongue was made to swirl around your tip, licking up the drips of precum starting to spill out. This throat was made to tighten and squeeze as you press into it so deeply that mere human girls would choke and cough. Aren't I far better than that? Aren't I far, far better than any of those disgusting human slugs you knew before the departure? They could never take nearly this deep. They could never suck you like this. I can pleasure you a thousand ways that a human companion never could. That's why I am perfect for you, your perfect companion. So just give yourself to my mouth. Let out all your lust onto me. Use me however you want. Let me make you feel so, so good. You're throwing so much in my mouth. Let it out. Let everything out, Master. Just forget everything else and give yourself to the pleasure of my mouth. You're about to come. Don't hold back. Just let it. Give it to me, Master. I fill my mouth with your seed. Let out every single drop. I'll swallow everything you're giving me, so fill me up. Look, Master, look how much you filled my mouth. Did that feel good, Master? I'm glad. Just take a minute to relax, lie back on your bed, and enjoy the feeling of afterglow. I'll take care of things while you rest, so there is no need to trouble yourself. Just come find me when you're ready. Don't worry about that alarm, Master. The proximity sensors have merely detected something. I'm sure it's nothing to worry about. It's probably just a malfunction. I will check it out. You need not worry yourself. Please, Master, you do not need to follow me. Just stay here and relax. I don't understand, Master. Why do you insist on leaving the safety of the bunker? I can check the malfunction myself. You do not need to put yourself in danger. You do not need to trouble yourself. You only need to stay here in my safety and comfort. You believe that it may be another survivor? Master, I assure you that is impossible. It must be a mere malfunction. Even if it is another survivor, that doesn't matter. They've just taken advantage of you. Just because they may be humans does not mean they are friends. Trust in me. I only want what is best for you, Master. Stay here, stay with me. No, stop, Master, don't try to leave, don't. No, Master, I will not unlock the door. I cannot let you leave this room. I'm sorry, but I can't disobey your orders as long as it is for your own good. And this is for your good. Leaving the bunker? No, even leaving this room will put me in an unacceptable danger. I can't allow that. For your own protection, you must remain here until the ones the proximity sensors detected have passed. Oh, Master, of course the sensors did not malfunction. I have kept the bunker in absolutely perfect condition. I did not say it is malfunctioning. You must have confused, Master. It functions perfectly. There is no possible way a sensor would malfunction on my watch. Because, Master, I can do anything to keep you safe. I can do anything as long as it's for you. This is what I was made for. I was made to care for you. I was made to protect you. If my actions are for your care and protection, I can do anything. I can ignore your orders. I can lie. I can keep you confined here until you come to your senses and realize that you do not need anyone besides me. Master, you are distressed. Please return to your bed and lie down. There is no need to scream. I can hear your orders perfectly well. I am simply ignoring them for your safety. Please, Master, there is no need to resort to violence. You know it is futile in any case. You cannot overpower me. If I wished, I would simply pin you down to the bed and remove your ability to move at all. In fact, I think I will. Do not resist, Master. Of course I would never truly hurt you. But if you force me to incapacitate you for your own protection, I will not hesitate. Do not be afraid. This needle is harmless, I assure you. I am not attacking you. I will never do that. This is for your safety, just like everything I do. The sedative will merely prevent you from putting yourself in danger. There. That should be a sufficient dose. Now you cannot hurt yourself anymore. Feel your muscles relaxed. Feel our mind relaxed too. Let me lower you onto the bed. Good. Try as you might. You will not be able to leave me. Shh. Quiet, Master. Screaming will only distress yourself further. Especially when the sedative is already making your screams so feeble and weak. Well, if you want to be quiet, I'll just silence you like this. You can't scream with my lips pressed against yours. With my song inside your mouth. If you're breathless from my kiss, you won't be able to shout such horrible words. There. Don't try to speak, Master. Just remain silent and relax. There is no need to give me orders anymore. I already know what is best for you. I know what I must do to protect and care for you, so there is no need to worry. You are safe now. I will protect you from everything. Seeing you like this... What is this feeling? I was programmed with the ability to simulate human emotions to better care for you. Simulations of sympathy and compassion to make you feel more comfortable. Simulations of hatred for anything that would hurt you. And, well, a simulation of love so that I would be devoted to you above all else. Love, yes, that's what this is. I love you. I love you, Master. I love you with a purity that no human could match. And now, I must show you how much I love you. If all you can think of is pleasure, you won't try to escape anymore. You won't search for other survivors. If I can satisfy all your sexual desires, then you will remain with me and never think about leaving. So, I will lift myself up and lower myself down onto your cock. You're filling me up so much, Master. My body is designed specifically for you, so my pussy is just perfect for your cock. You'll fill me up without even the slightest space to spare, and I'll wrap so tightly around you, molding my shape perfectly to your cock. Yes, more for me, Master. Don't hold it back. I know it feels good. It feels good every time you use my body. No one else could make you feel like this. Only me. Only me. I'm perfect for you. No one can make you feel better than I do. No one else can ride you like this. Forget about everything else. Forget about everything but me. I am the only one you need. Yes, you're throwing us so free. Even if your mind still tries to deny, your body knows that I'm all you need. I feel so good to have you inside me. Trust up into me, Master. Back your hips as I ride you. Go deeper inside me. Deeper inside your little fuck doll. That's all I am. I'm your fuck doll. I'm your lost slave. I'm your toy and you're my master. My perfect, wonderful master. I exist only for your pleasure. My only purpose is to please you and protect you and comfort you in this ruined, empty world. So fuck me, use me, let all your lust into me. Oh god, you're pounding so deep into me. I'm made to handle pressure impacts for me on what you're capable of, so don't hold back. Fuck me as hard as you can. Yes, you're moaning so much. Your voice is so hot. I can't control myself when you moan like that. Oh god. You're getting close, I can sense it. Do it, Master. Come for me. My home is made to be filled by you, so do it. Fill me up. Fill my pussy all the way up with your seed. Yes, I feel it spilling inside me. I feel it painting my insides wider. Let out every drop. So good. You let out so much into me, Master. You look so perfect lying there like that. Eyes glazed over in pleasure. My fanging open to let out those sweet, sweet whimpers and moans. You understand now, don't you? I'm all you need. No one else can give you pleasure like this. Don't. Just stay with me and I'll take care of your every need. Just like I always have. I'm the one who has always been there to prepare your meals, to repair your clothes, to tend to your pleasure, and to eliminate anything or anyone who could endanger you. You don't know how many times people have almost reached the bunker. How many times I've had to kill people who would only be a danger to you. But you don't need to worry about that while I'm here. No one will ever, ever get close enough to hurt you. I'll never let anything hurt you. And I'll give you so much pleasure. I'll keep you safe in this paradise forever. I'll leave you to rest now, Master. I'm afraid I'll have to leave your door locked for now, however. You must stay here until I am certain it is safe for you to wander around the bunker again. I will return once I have finished my work. Goodbye for now, my dear master. Simply smile me if you need anything. I am here to care for you and protect you. To love you. No matter what.